This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. And this is your host, Sister Zina. Today's topic is Serving Your Parents is Better Than Fighting a War as a Warrior in the Path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So let's start discussing this. Imam has said, the goodness to your parents, he explained, be good to your parents. And if they are in need of something, procure it for them before they ask for it. Then the meaning of this word, it has been even explained. If the parents beat you, you know, if it happens, you know, we know that there are many parents who beat the kids when they get angry. You know, he says, if the parents beat you, say, may Allah forgive you, my parents, you know, and make yourself submissively gentle to them. Is elaborated by the Imam. Do not look at them with distaste. Do not raise your voice above theirs. When you walk with them, do not precede them. You know, even he says, when you walk with them, do not precede them. You have to be careful if the elders should be like walking in front of us. You know, we should not be walking in front of them. When you go to a gathering, do not sit before them. Never keep your hands above their hands while giving them something, you know. So always, you know, this is the hadith of the Imam. Then when they used to sit with their mother and the parents on a table, on a sofre, you know, down on the carpet. They used to have carpet those times. Now, like we sit on the tables nowadays. So when they are sitting with your parents, the Imam used to make sure that first the mothers and the fathers take something from the dining area. And then they used to take the food, you know, and they used to be so careful that while eating, they should not, you know, this even causes a slightest discomfort to their parents. So first of all, the parents used to take and then they used to take. They did not even put their hands on top of their parents' hand. First, they used to serve. And then, you know, the parents used to take and they used to take. So they were so careful. So it is said, even though when they are angry at you, don't look at them with the angry face. If they beat you, just say, you know, don't look at them. Don't be angry. Just say, may Allah forgive you what you have done to me. Even if they are unjust with you, you know, do not disrespect them. Even on while having food, you know, so many things has been explained by the Imam that it really makes sense for us. It says, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq has narrated that a young man presented himself to the Holy Prophet and said that he wanted to participate in the holy war in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is called as jihad. The Holy Prophet told him, certainly go for this holy war in the way of Allah. If you are killed, you will be alive near Allah and be provided sustenance from Him. The recompense for your sacrifice will be with Allah. If you return alive, your sins shall be washed off as if you were a newborn child. This man said, O Prophet of Allah, my parents are alive and they are aged. That means they are old and have great expectations from me. They do not like me to go away from them. The Holy Prophet says, if that is so, then stay behind to serve your parents. By Allah, in whose hands is my life, to serve parents for a day and a night is equal to the year of the holy war in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another tradition from the Holy Prophet says, acquire your place in heaven by serving your parents. If you are guilty of this, disrespecting your parents, then make hell as your permanent house. Goodness to parents is the expiation of sins. You know, the more we do good towards our parents is Allah start forgiving us sins. We know we all are sinners. So many sins we do in a day-to-day lives that we don't even realize. In that kind of a situation, we have to understand that even if you're serving our parents, it's something we are, you know, washing away our sins. This is the big reward of serving the parents, that it's more than going for jihad, that is the holy war towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Goodness to parents is the expiation of sins. That means the goodness toward the parents is, it is like we get washed away from many sins. It is related in a report that a man came to the Holy Prophet and said, "You know, O Prophet of Allah, there is not a single misdeed that I have not committed in my life. Is there a repentance for me, O Prophet of Allah? Because I feel guilty now." The Holy Prophet told him, "Go and do goodness to your father in order that your sins may be washed off." When the man left the assembly, the Prophet said, "If his mother had been alive, it would have been more good and more better to do good to her." You know, we all remember this kind of hadith which says, you know, when Imam says, you know, just go and serve your parents, you know, just what are the things that we have to do? Three times he took the name of a mother, fourth time he took the name of a father, you know, because the heaven lies under the feet of a mother. If we are serving a mother, that means we are really getting heaven for ourselves. You know, the Holy Prophet has stated, "In the happiness of parents lies and the happiness of Allah, and in the dissatisfaction of Allah is Allah's dissatisfaction." He further stated that a person who is good to his parents will be just a grade below the Prophet in heaven. Just imagine, being a grade below the Prophet is a great thing. And the person who has been cut out by their parents will be only a grade higher than the in the fire above Fir'aun. That is the worst level. So make sure our parents do not cut away ties from us, or the parents should not say, "I'm not okay with my kid. I'm not at all, you know, I don't even want to see the face of my kid. My kid has hurt me so much." So the person definitely is a hell doer, you know, the person places hell. So our parents, who we deal with them in a day-to-day life, we have to be really, really careful, because we all know our parents love us more than we love our parents. You know, there is no child who loves more, because our parents loves us more, because this is the love Allah has given to us. Allah has given so much love in the heart of the parents that we can't even compare Allah for them. Especially when the hadith says, the love of the parents, okay, but Allah's love for us is 70 times more than a parent's love. You know, they are 70 times more than a parent. So we have to be careful about all these things. Satisfaction of a parent is very, very, very important. The Holy Prophet has said, "In the happiness of parents lies the happiness of Allah, and the dissatisfaction is Allah's dissatisfaction." No, so Amir al-Mu'mineen has said, the merciful to parents is the greatest of the religious obligations. So just be merciful. Shower your love towards them. You know, in day-to-day life, what we can do is we can show them love, we can show them respect, we can serve them however we can. Do not talk to them impolitely, even if we are used to since our childhood to be impolite to our mothers and the fathers, and we grew up like that, which is a very, very common culture nowadays. Just be polite with them, you know, especially someone, a child who's going through hard situations, because definitely, this is very true. There are parents who are very harsh with their child, who are actually partial with their child, who are biased, you know. They are not equal with all the kids, even in distributing their properties, even while talking to them, even how to behave with them. There are kids who are really upset by the parents. They really complain that my father is not equal to me. My father is very biased. He is partial. So they are very upset, you know, by the tongue of voice, the way they talk, the way the parents talk to them. Even in this kind of a situation, the hadith said, do not even look at them angrily. And there are definitely parents on this planet who have the habit of hitting their kid while they are kids, or they are adults, they are growing up to be an old man. They hit their kids. So when they hit the kids, so they said, don't hit them back. Of course, we are not even allowed to say them hoof. Then how can we hit them back? So hitting them back is definitely a sin. We are not even allowed to look at them angrily. So the Holy Prophet says that Allah has two angels. One of whom says, O Allah, protect those who do good to the parents. The other angel prays, O Allah, destroy those people who retribution with whom their parents are angry. Needless to say, the prayers of the angels are always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the effect of someone who cut out their ties with the kids is very bad. So we have to be very careful by action and with the tongue how we treat our parents and always respect them and be polite with them and shower a love towards them. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
All I need. It's all I need. All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you you need to me. Cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.